Blog Talk Radio.
Je m'appelle Ivy Lee.
Woo! Hey! My main bitch and my side bitch mad at me. I can give two fucks. Find a homie or some Easter pink. I need two cups. Roll up, don't say I smoke too much. Roll up, ho, you don't smoke enough. Fall back, ho, you can't go with us. Yeah, you bad, but ho, so what? Too much. Stacking up, though, I got too much. Too much. Fucking on ho, do too much. Bitches, they know what's really going on. I guess that's why they both pissed at me. They call it up trying to play tricks on me. One bitch wanna put pits on me, and the other one say I act differently. But I could give two fucks. All I need is two cups to go along with two sluts. I don't really want too much. My main bitch and my side bitch mad at me. I could give two fucks. Find a pony.
Up and welcome to the code. I am your hostess, Imaj All Day. I've got my co-hosts on the line, Medusa and Andre. What's up, good people?
What's happening?
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Those drive
yes.
Kids.
Say what? What'd you say, Dre?
That was dry, Medusa.
Hello, everybody.
You don't have to turn that up. Because we're going to have fun tonight. We're going to have a good time. Let me go on and tell y'all about this good old disclosure that we have out here in these streets. We cuss, we laugh, we joke, we give some type of relationship advice. We do all types of stuff here on the code. So if this is not your cup of tea, then, hey, we understand because we're Hennessy to somebody. So tonight, on the call, we got a couple of things going on. First, we're going to start off with some single-ish. And we're going to talk about how people think that being single is like a plague or something. Like, we got some type of disease. Like, that shit ain't right. Like, what? So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to... Then after we discuss that for a little bit, we're gonna play some game. We're gonna play a game tonight, so this is gonna be really fun. But we'll tell you about that in just a moment after we talk about this single stuff and whatnot. And we're gonna talk about some ratchet shit. That's what we do. We're gonna talk about ratchet ass songs that's out here. That's why y'all got too much at the beginning of the song, because you know my main bitch and my side bitch mad at me. I can give two fucks. So. That's how I feel.
So, I don't care. I don't need much care.
So, yeah, so that's how we roll in tonight. All right?
All right.
Y'all supposed to say all right like the audience be like, y'all feel all right? And they be like, yeah, we all right. That's y'all supposed to see. Y'all ain't getting no fun right now.
Oh.
But listen.
Oh, my bad. All right.
You're so stupid. So, my first question is this. So let's talk about this. So I saw a post, not last week. Was it last week? Yes, it was last week. I saw a post on somebody's page, and they said that single women should not be given other single women or women who are in relationships advice. How y'all feel about this? Because I have my opinion. I'm going to hold on to my opinion because mine is a little harsh. So I'm holding on to mine, and I'm going to let y'all see
go ahead, go first. I think that's a bunch of bullshit. Because just because a person is single, it doesn't mean that they don't have the ability to be in a relationship. It doesn't mean that they don't know how to be in a relationship. Like, people make assumptions and think that because a person is single, then they're single because they have no other, they just have to be single. A lot of people want to be single because they're working on themselves. Like, they understand that there's things they need to develop within themselves and issues that they need to fix within themselves, and they don't want to taint another fucking person by getting into a relationship prematurely just because they want to have somebody there to fill up the space. Because if you're not ready for a relationship, then you are unable to function properly in a relationship. And you could be a good person, but because you have fucked up ways about yourself that have not been fixed and you have hurts that have not been healed, you can subconsciously put that broken shit on somebody else and drive somebody that's good and good for you the other way. So I think that's a bunch of baloney and a bunch of bullshit. That's my opinion.
Drake, how you feel?
I don't like giving relationship advice because every time I do, they take it the wrong way and they do the opposite bullshit as I tell them to, and then they complain when the shit don't go the way they want it to. But if you'd listen to me, yes, would have been.
I feel like that was some shade.
Ooh.
I feel like.
Oh, that's right. You did say that to me this week. You little helper. You so did.
I did not do that to you.
Oh.
I did not.
Yes, you
did.
But I told one of my homeboys, I told this dude, this was like a couple years ago, told this cat, don't marry her. I was like, if you already have a trust issue and you just put the ring on her, don't marry her. Because all you're going to do is end up complaining, and then you're going to end up divorced. What he do?
Mm-hmm.
Got him his little ragged ass knee and got married.
Not
the
raggedy ass knee.
Oh, no, why his knee got to be raggedy?
Because them knees are raggedy. Because no sooner this nigga got married, it wasn't even a good, I'm going to say a good 4, maybe 5 months. Motherfucker, he had the Obama effect. You know how Obama came in with all the black hair? Just chilling. You know, as soon as he became the president, gray headed in the sun. That's what happened to that fucker. Every day he came into work, it was something different. Man, she got me crazy. I don't know what to do. Man, I should have listened to you. I should have never got married. And then right after that shit happened, I think they got divorced sometime last year.
Crazy.
Yeah, because he said, because I'll never forget it, when he said he was going to propose, he said, I want to get married, I want to marry her, but I got a feeling that she ain't doing right, man, that she's cheating. Story goes, if somebody tell you, if you ask, and you know that the person, you got a gut feeling, go with your gut feeling. You shouldn't even have to ask nobody for us.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So, this is my opinion. Okay? All right. First of all, like I said before, I agree with what Melissa said about you don't know what that situation may be for someone to be single. That does not necessarily mean that they cannot be in a relationship, stay in a relationship, and have a healthy relationship. I can definitely tell you from my point of view that I give some good goddamn advice. Even though I'm single as the day is long. You know? And, you know, I give realistic advice to my friends. And I don't ever tell my friends to just leave, or when I tell them to communicate. Stop being a punk. Talk to your mate. Stop. Why are you necessarily talking to me if you have an issue with your mate? Have a conversation with them. I never try to give married people advice because I've never been married, so I can't give you advice on something that I've never been, but I have been in relationships before, and I know what's right and what may not be right. But just because I'm single at this point does not mean I don't know anything. I'm pretty smart. I think, right. I feel like I'm pretty smart and I have good sense. I ain't going to tell you, like, girl, you know what, go lie and cheat on him. I ain't going to tell you that. I'm not that friend. I'm not going to say that. I will tell you, if you keep complaining to me, especially if you keep complaining to me, I'm going to tell you, hey, look, listen, it's either you're going to stay or you're going to go. If you're not trying to fix it and you're going to keep complaining, what's the point? So I can give people advice or whatnot about they single worlds and whatnot. And I can give other single people advice just because I'm not in a relationship. I can tell other single people, like, hey, look, have you tried this? I can only suggest stuff that I've probably tried. Yeah, it may not have worked for me, but it could work for you.
Right.
You know? So I just feel like that, I didn't necessarily offend me. I was just like, but why does it matter?
Well,
like,
I mean, I mean,
and then it made me think, like, does my single ass life offend you? You know, like, can I not go out and just go out and have a good time because I'm single? I don't have to really necessarily answer to anybody. I don't got a boyfriend banging down my door every 10 minutes talking about from where you going, where you at, who you with. I don't have that.
Right.
Only person I might tell I'm going somewhere is my mama, and she don't even live in my house. So, like, what? Like, I don't understand sometimes. And people are just so gung-ho about the single world. If you're single, you're single. Now, I will say, I'll stop. Say what? What, girl?
I was going to say, the issue is that people equate a person being single to the fact that they can't get nobody. Like, that's the problem. Like, the mindset needs to change because a person is single, that does not mean that they cannot be in a relationship. They might have people knocking their door down, but they choose not to be in a relationship with those people because, for whatever reason, whether it be for themselves or because the person may not be what they need in a relationship. So I think that's the first thing.
You better say that word. You
looking
better
at single,
speak it, preacher.
Looking at single and saying that means that something's wrong. I can be beautiful and all this and smart and intelligent and be by my damn self. I'm not saying that I have to be single, but maybe I choose to be single because there's too many people in fucked up relationships because they're not real with themselves and they don't know how to get themselves together. And like I say, a drowning person can't fucking save another drowning person. Somebody gonna die. And it's the same thing with a relationship. If you are messed up in a relationship and you don't know how to function in a relationship and you got all these issues, you can subconsciously put that stuff on another person. And ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time to take everybody else's burdens on. You know what I'm saying? There's some things that life is hard enough as is. Relationships are hard enough as is. Just dealing with the shit that we got to deal with, you know, people being disrespectful to relationships, all kind of things like that. But to have to worry about whether or not you're going to have an issue with the person that you're dealing with. So I think that's the biggest thing that needs to happen. People need to stop looking at single as a damn disease, because single is not a damn disease, because I'd rather be single and sleeping good at night than be with a nigga laying up somewhere and wondering what he's doing and feeling like my hair falling out stressed and don't know what to do myself because I don't know what he's doing and he's stressing me out. I'll be by myself. Sorry, been there, done it. No thanks. I don't want it. Keep it. And then the other part of that is, too, is people are afraid to be single because they care about what people got to think about them. I don't give a shit what nobody think about me.
Oh, that's
I don't care.
Right.
Think what you want to think. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. Oh, they going to think, my girl's going to think something wrong with me because I ain't in no relationship. Everybody going to think, oh, I don't give a care. Like, why? Because if you don't know me and you're not in my inner circle, you don't know my life. You don't know nothing about me. I mean, you know what you see on Facebook. But if you don't know me, you don't know my life.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Like, just because I don't plaster it all over the world, that don't mean that somebody is probably not hanging out in the background. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
exactly. I might be laying up with somebody every single night, and you might just not know it. It ain't your business. But if you in my circle, you know it, right?
Agreed. Well, let's talk about this one. Like, speaking of people who are dying to be in relationships. So, kind of been paying attention to this person on my Facebook page. And I feel like that's what it is. Like, she's dying to be in a relationship. I don't get it. Like, you change men like I change drawers. I change my shit every day, sometimes twice a day. Like, what? Like, I don't understand. And it's always so quick, so fast, all the time. It goes from from I like to love in a day or two. You don't know these things.
Yeah.
And you're quick to say this is what I want, but you can't even, them the people I can't take advice from.
Right.
To be honest.
Right.
That ain't the person I won't tell me anything. Bitch, if you don't shut up.
You just
scram,
yes,
get out of
you
here.
You
keep changing men, and I don't even. Who's your boyfriend today?
Okay, you changed men like that.
I can't take. Right, like I can't take advice from that. Now, if you are legit ass single and mingling, then
that's a different story.
That's a different story because you're mingling and you're dating and you're trying to see who you want to get to know. And, you know, I see that.
But I'm checking the water.
You, Monday you single. Wednesday you're in a relationship. Friday y'all broke up. I need to understand.
Girl.
What are we doing?
Them people like that. Girl.
You know, I definitely get learning from your own mistakes and whatnot. I did ask a question on the Facebook page. Do you take relationship advice from your friends? Janice says sometimes, but you have to learn from your own mistakes. Tracy says, nope, people love telling you to do things they wouldn't do. I'm the complete opposite of that particular comment. I will tell somebody some shit that I would do.
Right. If it were me, I would. I don't know if it's going to work for you,
yeah,
but
I'm
guess
not
what? This is what I would do.
I ain't gonna blow no smoke up your butt, honey. If I'm gonna do some shit,
right?
I'm gonna do some shit. You know, if I tell you, like, we were having a conversation earlier today,
no,
and the girl
I
asked,
got a person on my Facebook.
Yes, there's a lot of them here, honey. There's a lot of them on mine. One in particular. But
girl, I got this one. Oh my god. Oh my god. I got this one, and it's just ridiculous. Like, I feel bad for her because I feel like she's searching for something that she can't find. She's not going to find in a man. Like, you need to find Jesus. You need to find yourself, like, because it's just depressing. Like, it's, I'm a bad bitch one minute, you know, and I'm this and that and the other, and I know I'm. And then everybody's just dirty, and I don't understand why I can't find somebody to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? But then you, in one breath, you posting these statuses about being this wholesome person, this woman that, you know, you cook, you clean, you all about yourself. But then you putting a post up about being, you know what I'm saying, you want to get the stripper pole back in your bedroom because you want somebody to, you want to get on the pole and do something for somebody. So you are going to attract what you advertise. You know what I'm saying? If you want to attract somebody who wants to just come over and hit it for that moment, then that's what you're putting out there. But if you want somebody that's going to stick around for a long time, then you need to change your approach. And it's nerve wracking and depressing. And I'm just like, sometimes I'm just like, I want her to just. Can you just shut your page? I want to just inbox and say, can you just shut your page down? I think you need to go to church.
That is not what you want to say.
I'm not lying. She needs
now, go ahead now. You want to tell her, shut the fuck up. That's what you want. You sound someone to
well,
shut up.
That's the flesh part of me, Tonga. But I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to get my whole life together. I'm trying to, like, get my life together. I'm trying
right.
to be a better person.
Right. Right.
I hear.
the same person that was singing Jeffrey Osborne and snapping her fingers at her.
That don't mean, hold on, wait a minute. That don't mean nothing. That's good music.
You ain't trying to cook. You was drinking.
The funny part about the whole video, she was singing like old wine, or she had her wine glass. and was trying to record somebody else. She couldn't even hit the button right. She was so drunk.
Shut up, Drake.
So you can't hit us with that, honey. You can tell us. You can shoot that lie to somebody else.
Talking about she trying to change her life.
It's a legitimate truth. I'm trying to get my life together. I'm trying to get my life right. But I struggle. I ain't gonna lie.
Look, SpongeBob.
You know?
55 hours, maybe later.
You know what? Leave me alone. Y'all so petty.
Like, what? I mean, I understand wanting to get your life together, girl. I understand that. I get it.
No, I'm just saying that. Sometimes I know that I can be really abrasive at times and just be like, that's the most ridiculous thing, you know what I'm saying? And I don't. And another part of it, too, I want to kind of be teeter on the edge of caution with this girl, because if she say the wrong thing to me, then I'd be to have to go beat her ass, and I don't want to have to do that. Like, I just don't want to have to do that, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to, like, not just be like, okay, bitch, just shut up. Like, this is ridiculous. So I'm trying to like, take a different approach. Like, maybe you need to check yourself. Maybe you need to fix yourself. Because obviously she's looking for something and she can't find in a man. She needs to figure that out within herself, because there's a problem. There's a disconnect. There's an issue. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't.
Like, she ain't like, she ain't one of them girls that that get a new boyfriend every 2 weeks, is she?
She... Yeah, it's kind of like that. She be in love, and she loves my life,
yeah.
Like, and she's always really like cryptic about it, right?
Yeah, I got.
She's
like
really cryptic about it, right? And then she's like, and then the next minute, in the next breath, she's like, "Well, why do I keep getting hurt? Why does everybody take advantage of me? Why does everyone?
Because
you know,
getting
like,
hurt."
I'm like,
she might be. Well, she might be the type that tries to force somebody. Like, she, you know how some females, they want to be married and they want a title so bad, and they just, the first dude they get with or whatever, they just try to force them to damn marry them or whatever. She might be one of them, like, forceful people.
You can't be a bad bitch and an insecure bitch at the same time.
Oh,
no,
them
two bitches can't even hang together. What? They don't even hang together. They're not even friends.
Either you a bad... Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know if she understands that that's what she does, but I'm just like, it annoys me. Like, a lot of times I just have to scroll on past, because if I take the time to read something, and she's one of them people that will type those long, in-depth messages on Facebook, like those long... Like, you know, everybody once in a while posted something wrong. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of the, it's like, and you always know by the way that she's presenting it that it's coming out like that. And I'm just like, girl, get yourself together. And the sad part about it is she liked that in real life. That's how she is. I used to work with the chick. So I know she liked that. That's how she used to be at work. And I used to be like, girl, you need to just, she was coming and complaining about this dude. And then there was the next minute, they was all in love and he did all this stuff and he took her to Vegas. And she took all this time off work, and he was supposed to spend all this money on her, but then you spent all your bonus money. It was just ridiculous. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I just want to tell her, I need you to take a break and go to Ayala and get your fucking life fixed or something.
Wait a minute. Ayala, fix my life.
She need her to fix her life. Get your life. It's just, she need an Ayala check. That's what she needs. She need her life. She needs somebody to tell her to her life.
Maybe she just.
I mean, and I don't want to judge nobody, because I feel like, you know, everybody has moments where they go through things and just like this, that, and the other, and every, you know. But the thing is that it's just a continuum. It's like, I guess I have that problem understanding how you can be you come off insecure one minute, one minute and needy, and then the next minute you're the baddest bitch ever. You know?
Them hoes can't do them hoes and they hang together. They're not even friends. They don't even live on the same street. Like, they don't, they have nothing in common. So, I could, what? No. That's just, oh, that's a mess.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a mess. That's a mess, mess, a mess. Oh, well, too bad, so sad, fine bread. Well, we've been structured. We had a little structure to us the first 30 minutes. We were structured. Now it's time to do some record shit with our friends.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, Medisa, though, for real, on some real shit,
fooling
with you last week watching that damn video. Don't you know I downloaded this damn Jeffrey Osborne crazy shit because you had to damn get, in order to get that song, and damn, I'm only human, you had to get the whole fucking album. Fooling with you.
So earlier in the week on the wind down, this is where the wind down meets the code. Earlier this week, we were talking about some ratchet shit on the wind down. We had a good time. We are not talking about possums right now. We're going to talk about ratchet ass songs that give us life. First, we're going to talk about
Medisa, did you
hear
the show, first of all?
She probably didn't, because she probably
didn't. Medisa, you need to go back and listen to the wind down, because I'm trying to tell you. Boy, we showed out on there, and I called in at the last minute. It was hilarious. But go ahead, continue.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so... If you want to know how this is going to go, go on over to, you can check out the wind down links. I've posted them on my page. And if you want to hear them, you know, I'll give it to you. So we had a running list of ratchet-ass songs. And some of these songs, I don't think they were ratchet. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they were ratchet. I think that some people just could not understand the greatness of said song.
Excuse me.
And I'm taking from the list that was on my.
You got to listen to the lyrics.
Okay, so listen. I don't give two shits about no goddamn lyrics. What you need to understand.
That's why you don't understand stuff now.
Right. But still, sometimes, like, for me, like, I'm trying to find this list on Shamora's page, so that's why I'm still talking. Because her list was longer than my list on my page, and we're going to get to the list that was on my page as well. But some of these songs, like, matter of fact, I can remember one of the songs. Somebody's I'm talking. One of them was Nuck If You Buck. Now, if you go to an HBCU, you know Nuck If You Buck is a good old song.
No. That is the classic fight song of the club.
But you got to look at the video when it came out back then, though. It
is.
They were doing some ratchet ass shit in that video.
Yeah. I mean, that is true.
It ain't like the videos they do the ratchet shit in today. But back then, that video was one of a kind. We couldn't wait for that damn video to come on so we could see some little booty movements and all of that. I'm telling you, that movie was good.
Just because the video was ratchet, doesn't necessarily mean that the song was
ratchet.
Are we
defining ratchet by?
Actually, that's the thing. Like some of the songs that people were listing, they were even like ratchet songs. Like on Shamora's post, somebody said "Super Freak" by Rick James. That is not a ratchet song.
That is not ratchet.
That's, it's just a fine song, but you got to listen to the lyrics. See, a lot of people were going
You're not gonna lyric me to death, goddamn it.
I'm just saying, back then, some of them lyrics that Rick James was saying and Clint, they was edgy as hell, because some of the songs didn't even make it to the radio. They didn't make it to the radio until years later.
Edgy equate ratchet?
No. Not at all.
I think
the first verse was, she's a very freaking girl. Come on now.
Okay,
that's not
what
you heard that.
Don't say home to mama. So that's what I need to understand.
That's not ratchet.
Do
that's
you
freaky.
Think that's just freaky? That's not ratchet.
But that was,
if that's
that
the
was
case,
edgy
if, okay,
then.
It was ratchet.
That was edgy.
There's a whole
ratchet.
Lot of stuff out there that I can say.
Okay, exactly. What? Let's define ratchet. What's ratchet?
Ghetto.
So we talking the chicks in Walmart with
with their rollers and their pajamas
with,
on.
With their bonnets on, their pajamas.
Yeah.
How about the girl in the club that's ratchet, right? The girl that's pregnant in the club, you 8 months pregnant in the club, dropping it like it's hot, that's ratchet.
With your belly out.
Oh, God, that's beyond
exactly.
Ratchet.
That's just unfit.
Okay. So I'm going to go through some of these songs here, and we're going to determine if they're ratchet or not, okay?
Okay.
So
let's do it.
Okay. Somebody said Knocking Boots by H-Town is a ratchet song.
Oh, my God. That's not fucking ratchet. Who said that?
I think
I'm
that's
not saying
the
first.
You said
that's
what?
Not ratchet.
The song, the lyrics was ratchet, but the song wise it was straight.
Okay. Now I will say because my best friend he ghetto and he know he ghetto, so he said tooted and booty. Now that's a ratchet song.
That's a ratchet song.
That's a ratchet ass song.
The lyrics.
Tooted and boot, met in the club. I don't know the worst word.
It was
tooted and booted. Tooted and booted.
The trip, and you know I fuck. That's right.
She
tooted, and then I put her out. Yes, so fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will agree with Tip Drill. I will agree to Tip Drill.
Oh, all right. I need to find my DVD.
I will agree to that.
I got that video. Woo.
You old nasty monkey.
Yeah, I got that video on DVD, boy. Good God almighty. You know how tired I was? I used to be sleeping hell trying to catch that video on BET Uncut.
So then you have okay, I will say this song because My Neck, My Back by Kaya was a little ratchet.
Yeah, that is ratchet.
I think this is the way she rapped that. Like, she rapped it in a ghetto girl's voice.
Oh, my God. So you got to say,
ratchet.
She said it in a white
voice.
She got to say she said it in an opera voice. The opera voice wouldn't have been ratchet. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it's the message.
I said,
no,
and my friend.
I hate you.
It's just not right.
Okay. So we're going to go, let's see. Now, okay, I will agree to put it in your mouth, but I can rap every single word of that.
I wonder why, you nasty.
hey. This is like,
I don't know the whole verse.
What song is that? It's a little, it's
I don't know that song.
It's Lil' Kim's verse on some song.
You don't want to put it in your mouth?
I don't know if that song is. I'm about to be square. Wait a minute. Let me get to YouTube so you can hear this right quick. Wait a minute. You know what? Honestly, I'm sheltered when it comes to music sometimes because I don't hear you. Girl, you got the girl best. We about to, okay, so I'm going to try to get this pulled up by Ocnell. Akinele, whatever he, how you pronounce his name.
You need to send that to her.
Now we about to listen to this right now.
Can y'all hear?
Madisa, girl, you ain't never heard that song in your life.
I ain't never heard the song.
And you can just eat me out. What?
Girl, I'm gonna have to drop this in your inbox, and you're gonna listen to this goddamn phone. Okay, because you're gonna have to listen to this all the way through, honey. You're gonna be like, what are you listening to, Jesus?
You might call Jesus on this point. You're gonna be like, Jesus Christ, what was they listening to, Lord?
Let me find out. You know what? I will admit, I'm a little bit square when it comes to the music here, because some stuff I just will not listen. I get so easily annoyed. I just be like, I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. I don't know what they're saying. I just don't even know.
Honey, I need for you to get your life together and sit down and listen to that there. You need to listen to that thing, honey, because, honey, you're going to be like, just sit and listen to it. Don't let the beat or anything sway you. Just listen to the words of the song, and you're going to be like, okay, all right, well, you're all right then, world. All right. That's funny to me. Y'all got me bouncing around. Wait a minute. So let me go back to this post. That's the thing, because I got people talking to me in my inbox. But, okay, so this is the one that me and Dre had this conversation that Doing the Butt is like a classic go-go song to me. I love Doing the Butt. I like go-go music. So I didn't find this song ratchet, but Dre said if you go back and look at that video, you realize that it's ratchet. Okay, look, listen.
What? Doing the Butt?
Doing the Butt, 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 doing the Butt,
I don't believe that either. I don't agree. I do not agree. Now, I will say that some of these songs, now, Rock Your Hips, I will say, okay, when you rock. Yeah, I get that one, Rock Your Hips. Rock Your Hips.
That's, I mean, it's borderline. It's borderline to me.
No, that is
you talking about the little scratchy song with whoever the group was, Rock.
Yeah, with Diamond. Now I will say I wouldn't say Country Grammar was a ratchet song. I will say Grills was a ratchet song.
You know why they say Country Grammar is a ratchet song though?
What?
Oh, can I tell you that?
What?
The reason they say Country Grammar was a ratchet song. The St. Louis slang that he was actually saying, the slang and shit he was saying in the song, he was talking about guns.
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't even know it. That's why they probably
consider
it
that. I don't really know.
Yeah, because when he say a street sweeper, that's a gun. And he said, cops, bang, bitch, and that's a gun. Yeah, that's why they. Because he was using a lot of slang and that shit for thugs and shit, street niggas. That's probably why they said that.
Okay, we're going to get Ron on in here. Hey, Ron.
My boyfriend.
What's going on, people? How is everybody? You already know. You act like there's something new. With two hands. Both hands.
I have to get permission to get my butt rubbed by Ron, so that means he's my boyfriend.
Not just rub. Not just rub with two hands, but my hands was cupped.
Yeah, all that. That's my boyfriend. Hi, boyfriend.
All right. I'll be right back.
Okay. You gonna place us on hold? Come on, and then place us on hold. I'm the nonsense. But anyway, so back to these songs on this list.
I could have really went in on her list with a bunch of rap songs, but I didn't want some more to get mad to kick me off the show, to kick me off her page.
So I'm gonna go to the post that was on mine because there was a lot of them on mine too. So I gotta find it. Wait a minute. So after we get take care of my list, we're gonna then move on to the game. And hopefully Ron will have us off hold when we get back to the game. So let's see. Give me two per. That was a ratchet song.
Air Force One.
I don't know, cause I can't say that because I put that up there with the shoe songs, like because the Air Force One song
reminded me of Ron. We put it in your mouth. We played the song.
Lord.
He said it online. His phone line dropped. So maybe he'll call back in. But let's see. I'm trying to find my list. Y'all know I post so much stuff during the week. I'm always doing something. But even my best friend Renata was like, girl, you know that's a ratchet song. And I'm like, that's not a ratchet song. But maybe I'm a little ratchet. Maybe I like ratchet ass stuff.
What song was that? Wait a minute, I gotta go find it.
I'm scrolling through all these damn posts I got. I'm scrolling.
Scrolling.
And you know I gotta wait for Facebook to catch the hell up.
Oh, man, that update they did today is irritating as hell.
Give me two per. What in the world? Why is this taking so long, God?
Hello, Matisa. Is you going to be live tomorrow on video?
That's the point. No.
I normally don't be being social.
Sometimes I be social and sometimes I don't. I just was feeling like being social today because I felt like I was being, you know, I'm just tired, and I'm like.
When you go live, when you go live, this shit be funny sometimes.
Okay. All right, I found it. Okay. Okay. I'm going through the comments now.
Okay, so I see this.
I'm just waiting.
How about that Chicken Head song? Remember that song?
Yeah. That's the first one that I was about to say, because that's what Katie said. She said Project Pat Chicken Head.
I hated this fucking song, too.
I hated that song, too. I did not like that song. She also said Bubba Sparks, Miss New Booty. I found you, Miss New Booty.
Hold on. That's the most irritating song ever.
Hold on.
What you drop? What in the world?
My
bottle.
Your bottle. What? Jesus Christ.
It's empty.
What the what?
I'm sitting on the patio. Yeah, I'm good. It was an accident. What happened was it just, Oh, I got a rapping song.
Now, what was you about to say, yeah?
Shauna, get some head. That's ratchet.
Yeah, I posted it on.
Okay, so somebody said the Stone song was a ratchet song.
No.
I thought it was.
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all like this here. First of all, I like Trina. There ain't nothing that Trina can really do to make me say I don't like Trina. But first of all, her verse, and you don't know Nan. What? You don't know Nan, ho.
Yes,
there's many places I've been who can spend the grand that I spend, do about 5-6 your best friends. You don't know now,
ho. Yeah, she just like, okay.
Maybe, you know what I'm saying, like, some, like, and for me, you see, I can rap the whole thing, especially because, you know, you don't know now. Like, that was my shit when it first came out. Why you couldn't tell me nothing? You, I would have thought I was from Miami and my name was
But you know what these ratchet songs, the thing about the ratchet songs is, it's a beat. The beat be getting you. So it's like, they be ratchet, but you be like, man, the beat.
I'm going to tell you now. I will tell you this. If you sit down and listen to that bullshit Bad and Bougie, you will not be bad and bougie.
It's ratchet.
You wouldn't want to be bad and bougie. Because he said, show me your titties while I'm on the stage. Why I want to show you my titties, you dummy? What?
When I'm on stage, show me boobies. Whatever.
They messed up this week. They didn't want to perform with the drag queens, so the gay people who were mad at them.
Well, they weren't for the gay people, no way. They were for black people who like to be ratchet. Welcome back, Ron.
No, I'm just saying, though, you know how when you mess with the damn gay community, they don't play that.
He heard you, but he didn't.
Damn. Yeah.
You know what?
I think
ratchet is Panda. Panda, that's ratchet. I got bras in Atlanta. Yeah. Whatever he say, I don't even know what the hell he be saying.
Who understand what he say?
That designer, that's ratchet. Because I can't even understand what he's saying.
The way you spell designer is ratchet. How about that one?
Basically.
So, yeah. All I know is you say, I got brought in Atlanta. That's all I know.
And ain't dropped an album yet.
No, he ain't. That was it.
Let's see. What else we got on here?
Can I give one?
Yeah. Come on, Ron, come on.
Now, I heard y'all was talking about Akineli before, put it in your mouth, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. We played a little bit of it.
Are y'all familiar with this other song? You familiar with the other song, Fuck Me For Free?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, that's
no,
my
shit.
Let me
that
go.
That was the second single on that album.
And if you
oh.
want the truth, Drake, yeah, Drake redid it.
Ooh.
Oh, that kind of Fucked For Free. Oh. I need to do the unmail version of it.
The
okay,
song
I see it here. I'm going to listen to that later. I'm going to listen to that later.
What about Bands Make a Dance?
I see it here.
What about who?
Bands Make a Dance. Bands Make
a Dance. Clapper?
Oh, yeah.
That
right.
Bands Make a Dance.
I mean, y'all have to realize it's 3-6 Mafia, so you have to realize there's going to be a little bit of trap to it, being they from Memphis. Just a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's the only group that you can't play none of their songs in the club, none of their old stuff anyway.
What? Don't get to play no Project Pet. What? We
yeah, you can't, you
ready.
Can't,
that booty song.
Yeah.
What's that
booty
song? Booty
meat. That shit was banned in the club down here. When that shit come on, tear the club up, fight.
Tear the club up.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, so I'm ratchet for real. Like, for me to know these songs, y'all know I like trap music.
Ooh, you know what?
I listen to gospel music. I listen to R&B 90s music and trap music.
What's that Bone Crusher song? So I'm outside of the club.
Really? You got to do it, boy.
Bone Crusher.
Really?
The bass. Stop. The bass.
Okay, so Katie also said Fly's Busted Baby.
Oh, my God.
That's not right.
That song right there, man. Oh, and them helpers couldn't wait for you to be singing that shit in the club. If they listen to the lyrics of that song, oh, my God.
How about,
yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't think that's ratchet. I like the song, though. And
the
song. Yeah, the Shawty. I like that one, too.
With T-Pain. Is
that the one?
Yep.
I call
them
my love.
That was one of my favorite. What song?
I'm a little
ratchet. What song was that says that I got 31 flavors of your bootylicious bubble gum? What song was that?
Oh my goodness. I know what you're talking about.
I know it's prom song, but I don't know what the song. I can't remember the name of the song at this point.
That was
that. Is that Rocking Hip?
Is that Rocking Hip?
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe we gotta go find it. Ron, you got another song? Cause we get ready to move into side piece trivia after this song.
Side piece trivia. Oh, damn.
That's why Ron is here tonight, because we're going to play side piece trivia.
And I'm back.
I don't have sound effects like Shamora.
I'm ready to get into side piece trivia.
I'm ready to
side
piece trivia, too.
But you didn't hear them.
I'm ready for the side piece trivia song.
Oh, they go to sound effects right there. Okay. I'm putting it on the page. Wait a minute. Three. Okay. So, Ron, you want to go first? You want to start? Now, we're going to do this round. Well, Medisa, this is how it goes. We're going to say, you know, who made XYZ song, and you have to figure out what the song is, and is it about a side? You have to figure out if it's about a side piece, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so this has to go.
Okay.
So, Ron, give her an example of how this works.
So the way we did it last time was name the side piece, jump off, / hoe on the side song by SWV.
Okay.
SWV. Okay.
They had two.
They had.
you're not asking me to say that right now. You're just giving that as an example.
Yeah, we're asking you to do it right now.
S-O-B-Z.
Right now. What is that song? I'm not going to answer that one because I do know which one he's looking for, but I'm not going to answer
it. Hold on, wait. Let me think. No, that was Escape. That was Escape. That's not them.
That's not them.
No, I know that. It's not Escape. I'm thinking that one in my head. That's the one that popped in my head immediately. But let me think. You're the one for me. I know that you're somebody else's guy.
Yep.
You know what
that's the second one. That's the second one.
Okay.
Okay, you're the one for me. And what's another one?
No, no, not you're the one for me. Because
that one is one, though. But I know which one. You're
that
the
is one.
Yes, that's why I said, what's the other one?
Yes, because she starts saying, I know that you're somebody else's guy, but whatever. Let me see.
What's the other one? You know the other one.
What's the other one? It's two.
It ain't. No, it's not weak. Those
are the
fast songs. All right, for the sake of the game, since that's just the set off one, we'll say I'm so into you.
Oh, that was one.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Two words of it. Because if you go to the bridge, she said, "You're not mine. I can't deny." She's not.
Yeah, she sure does. She sure
yep.
does.
You
right.
Can I
go next? Damn. Yeah, Dre, you can go next.
What song did Whitney Houston play the side chick in?
That was, oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh
my God.
Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Oh my God.
Yep, that's it.
What?
Which one? You.
Stolen moments
all my is
love
all that we share. You got your family,
okay.
And they need you there.
Absolutely.
All right. You better do it.
Being
yes.
With
you,
the other side chick.
Okay. All right.
Being last.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay. So, for me, okay, my turn. What rapper B.O.B. played the side, had a side piece in this song, and he sung it with another dude.
What song?
Hello? With B.O.B.
Oh, God. And I just interviewed this dude. I'm just talking
to him. No, that's not that one. No, hold on. Let me think.
Ron, do you know?
No goddamn idea.
Who?
How long should we give for people to guess it?
It wasn't a song with him and T-Pain, was it?
It wasn't T-Pain.
The rapper and B.O.B.
But there was a T, though. There was a T. It wasn't T-Pain, but there was a T.
It was a rapper.
Oh, Ty Dolla
Sign. Mm-hmm.
That's the only T I know. T.I.
Yes, Ty Dolla
Sign.
The name of the song was Side Piece University.
And the song? What's the song?
Shit. Why is he going to call it Booger Wolf?
Because it says in the song. The song is called Paranoid. I'm paranoid.
Two of my bitches
been
in the club.
Around with two bitches.
But they don't know about each other.
Yeah.
I think these bitches trying to set me up. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Okay. I'm paranoid. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yep.
What's next?
Okay. Next. Ron, your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to go back. I'm going old school. We're about to go back.
Way back.
Ooh, let's go.
M2May made a famous side piece song. M-U-M-E, M2ME.
You, me.
I don't know who a goddamn M2ME is.
You,
me, baby.
I don't want to let you go. No.
You, me, and he. What we gonna do, baby?
That's my
shit. Let me smile now. You want to top of that game.
That's my shit.
Is that one, is
that was one of my songs. Yep.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Well, since
that's
the
shit right
there.
That's the shit.
I'm going to take you back old school. I'm going old school too.
Okay.
What song that SOS band made and the lead single was the side to? SOS band. And then what's that? The lead single was the side to.
Tell me.
Nope.
If you still, it ain't that one?
Nope.
I don't know nothing.
Okay, let me. SOS band.
Yeah. Don't be doing it.
Oh,
don't be cheating. Y'all give up?
You must have heard my phone. I don't know the SOS. Okay, let me think. SOS band, tell me. Oh, my goodness. Wait. Let me think.
Can we get a hint?
Huh? Yeah, give a hint.
It's a fast song, and let's see. I'm trying to think of it so I can use a hint without the damn giving it away.
Oh! Is it? I don't know if this is the right person, the right group, but is it? I don't care about them other girls.
Yeah.
Be good to me. Is it that? Was that it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm giving
you
like,
what
are talking about?
Lyrics,
hey, that's right. You're a loser.
Yep. You was in love with that nigga, boy.
I don't care about them other girls. Just be good to me. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I knew that part. Bam. Okay. So it's my turn. So Escape has two side piece songs. Name them.
My Little Secret.
My Little Secret.
Yeah,
and then it was one on their first album as well. Because My Little Secret was on Traces of My Lipstick. So
that was
album.
My jam right there too.
I don't know the name of the song, but I know I'd rather fuck RuPaul than fuck them ugly ass escape bitches.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Why, Ron?
Okay,
why?
So first,
what in the world?
Okay, let me think of all the songs on Humming Combination, which was the first album. So, oh my goodness. That one song. Oh my God. Come on, help me. I can't think of it. Oh my God. Is it Do Like, no, it's not Do Like Lovers Do. Was it Like, no, wait. Because they were saying, she was like,
I can't remember. And I just talked about this.
I seen you
song
with that
yesterday.
Girl. Like, she, it was like, shoot. Do 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 do, and she's like, I know something when I seen you that other girl. Love is a funny thing.
Yeah, that was one too.
That was it, right?
Okay, My Little Secret. I said, am I dreaming?
Yeah, that's right. Cause they had about three. Show did.
No, I thought that. I didn't really think of am I dreaming. I thought love is a funny thing, because you know that one part when she said, what is it? She said, I seen you with that girl when you said you would never ever see her again or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That verse? Let me look at the finding real quick.
I'm looking it up. It says, was only last night I felt you slip away. I tried so hard to hide the pain inside of me. I don't even want to be in love. Like, have you ever sat and just listened to some of these songs? You'd be like, look, I don't even want to be in love no more.
For real.
Man. Because it's like, some of these songs make it so overrated, but then there's some other songs that come in and be like, man, I just want to be in love again because it's amazing. Like, the feeling is so great.
But then they remind you of how nasty they was back in the 90s, and you singing around, sitting around singing these little songs and shit, and you 13, and you ain't really talking about that type of stuff.
Don't know what
rain on me, nasty bitches.
Don't even know what that's about. You 13, you singing and just singing, and don't even know what
you're
singing.
Wait a minute.
See, the funny part, I'm gonna give you this. Y'all should have seen her face when I told her what it meant. She's about to die. She couldn't eat the rest of her food.
Because I have, keep in mind, you know, SWB was our early 90s, so I was still in middle school doing talent shows and shit.
Damn, I was in high school.
You know, we were not allowed to do Tonight. Because that was a nasty song. I knew them words.
Hey, Medisa, we were going to get something to eat, right? We were going to get some lunch. And she pulled up and she was just playing the song, just jamming.
Rain down on me.
I said, you do know what they were talking about.
Do you know
about,
what
right?
that means?
And she was
do you
like,
know what that means?
Yeah, they were talking. She said, this is what she said. Yeah, they were talking about making love in the rain. They were talking about
okay.
That was choice for you.
I said,
I really
no.
did.
They were, I said, they were talking about somebody busting on their face. And she said,
sometimes it's soft as the mist. That gently.
Are y'all laughing at me? Juan, do you hear them laughing at me? Are you laughing at me?
Listen, she said it soothes the fire that burns in me. So that means, honey, that. You know.
It was rain.
Yeah.
That wasn't rain. It was water.
Well, no, but that's just like when I found out that Juicy Fruit with Too Main, what that was talking about.
Who?
Juicy Fruit.
All right. They weren't talking about the gum. They were not talking about the gum.
No. You're my sugar. My chocolate.
Don't see your next song. Run. Your turn. Ron, do you have us on hold? Kima. Okay, go on, Dre.
Well, okay. Trying to think. What song did Mary Jane Blige play the side chick?
I'm Going Down? No, she did not.
Nope.
That. No. Hold on. Oh, no, not 7 days.
Was it real, man?
Nope.
Oh.
It wasn't. Okay, which album was it on? Just tell me that.
Was it the first one? I think it's the first one.
What? It was
you,
on what? 411?
If I am mistaken, is either that one or the second one? Or the second album? I think it was the first album, though.
Okay, let me think.
It's a fast song.
It wasn't 7 days, was it?
Nope.
She was okay. I don't know.
It wasn't one of her slow depressing songs. It was a fast song.
A fast song?
You what? Remind me?
You can't.
Nope.
It wasn't Sweet Thing, was it?
Nope.
No.
Did y'all give up?
What was it?
Nope.
What the hell? The show got so many more left on that first album.
Oh,
why I said I think it's on the second album. It's on one of the two, but I know it's one of the earlier songs in the compare song.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me get one more. Let me get a few more beats.
They play it all the time in the club.
What?
Just fine. It ain't just fine. No, that's new.
It's okay, so that's My Life.
She used
My
the
Life
Little
is the
Kim
second
song.
Album.
She used the Little Kim beat.
I'm trying to find it. I
Little
don't
Kim.
Know.
The Little Kim beat?
Yep, she used the Little Kim beat off of Little Kim's first album.
You know, you're talking about that. Of what Little Kim song, though, that I know you know. I know you see, no. What's the
Lil'
Kim song? Give me the Lil' Kim song so I can hear the beat.
That, what was it? The hardcore song. It was the hardcore.
I don't know. Strange.
I'm
I just don't know.
I'm cool, but I don't know.
I give
I
up.
I can love you better than she can.
I
can love you better than she can.
Oh, shit.
I can love you better than she can. Okay, we're about to put that on
the page. You listen to the lyrics of that song, you'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm on the Facebook page.
That's
I'm
funny.
Typing it up.
Don't you? I don't know why I just thought of that. I don't even know who's seen this song.
I got a
bunch
of
them.
It was on a northern
town. Okay, well, you can keep going.
I'm trying
to keep going.
Wrong
song line.
Okay. What's Michelle DeNigra, her side chick song?
Michelle did whatever.
You said DeNigra?
Oh, my gosh. Dread, let me run my fingers through y'all.
Nope.
Dread, don't run my fingers. Shit, I don't know. She
nope.
only had a penny with a hole in it.
Oh, no. Maybe it was that one.
No.
She only had that and hopeless.
If he was your boyfriend, he wasn't last night.
I remember that song now that you say it. If that's your boyfriend, he wasn't last night.
Y'all
should have known that because that was the shit when it came out. She had some hits, yo.
I got one. Nothing.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, all right. Let me see. What about what song by R. Kelly and Usher was a side piece song?
Same Girl.
Yeah, I'm a Flirt.
No,
same Girl.
No, Same Girl. You got it. And
I got
it.
And
then, what song by Pleasure P was the side piece song?
Boyfriend number two.
Yeah.
Boyfriend number two.
Number two.
What song did the Lost Boys make? And they he was the side dude. Well, he had two
Who?
The Lost Boys.
It wasn't Renee, because that's my favorite song. I know it wasn't Renee.
Oh my God, what is that?
The song, don't give it the name, because I feel y'all probably don't know. It's my favorite song.
Hold on, wait, let me think. Lost Boys, okay.
He was saying
that
about
Gucci. That wasn't the, wait a minute. Let me think. He was thinking about two chicks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Oh my goodness. Wait. Okay. It wasn't Renee.
It wasn't
Renee, because he was faithful to Renee.
I'm on a wasn't a Renee.
Are you talking about ghetto lifestyle?
Nope.
Okay.
This is my favorite Lost Boys song. When it come on, I lose it.
What's that one song? Oh my God. I don't know. It ain't Renee. I don't know.
Me and my crazy world.
I was gonna say that.
I'm in love with these two chicks. I don't know if we're going to pick. Y'all don't remember that?
Oh, yeah. See, I thought that.
Yeah, we're there.
Oh, I got another one. TLC.
Welcome back, Ron.
Yes, pardon me again.
It's all right.
Was TLC.
You said TLC.
Was TLC.
C had a
Creep.
Song about.
Creep.
Yep.
And you think, is it Creep? So I creep.
Yep.
So I creep.
Yeah.
You don't know what I got.
Did y'all do the all-time classic one yet?
No.
Which one?
By Betty Wright.
No, we ain't done
me?
Woman to Woman.
Oh, no, no. Oh, Woman to Woman? How about me and Mrs.
Barbara? Barbara. This Shirley.
Hello, Barbara.
What about
Betty?
What about Betty Wright? Betty Wright. And the soul children, they had a song called The Other Woman.
I don't remember that, but I know Betty Wright, Woman to Woman.
How about As We Lay? Because that's the one I was talking about.
Oh my God, that's
As we,
classic. Yes,
that's the one I was talking about.
You're talking about As We Lay. Now that one right there, blatantly
right.
Told you what was going on. Why they didn't know that was a side piece song? I don't know.
Hey, don't forget husband.
Yeah. I don't know that song.
You're that.
Okay. What song with a husband had a side husband?
Huh?
Yeah.
A husband had a side husband.
The husband had a side husband, and she caught him walking down the street holding hands.
I saw you and him.
Nope.
Walking
no.
in the rain.
Oh, sorry. No, that's Orange Juice Jones. No, that's not it.
But that is a side dude. That's a side dude, so I guess that kind of fits the description of the game.
Yeah.
What is this, though? Well, what is this song? What is this all about? Keeping on the down low.
No.
We were just dancing.
I think I know what he's talking about.
Another man's getting my time. Come on, Neil.
Yes.
What?
Yes. That's the one Little Kimry did.
I don't know.
You don't know that song, Another Man Taking My Time?
She remembers. She was just dancing.
I have not a clue.
We danced off the song.
Let me tell you something. If you're talking about me at a day party, do you know how fried I am at a day party half of the time? I'd be so damn drunk at the day party before 5 o'clock.
Yep.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What about
okay.
It's just that when we asked Ms. Sullivan, what song did she have when she played the side chick?
I'm in love with another man.
That's one of them, but she had another one, the famous.
Who is it? By who?
Jackie Sullivan.
Let me think.
She was pissed off.
I bust your window, Dr. Cross?
Yep.
I bust your windows out. Hey, listen, now this is solo fact.
But I didn't in my broken heart. I probably always
have. Well, I have a country song.
Go ahead, I got one too.
Oh, what's her name? Oh my God, what's that girl's name?
Taylor Swift.
No. It's the other girl, the one who sings the song.
Miley Cyrus.
No, I'm about to sing it, so y'all don't laugh at my country song, okay?
Oh,
well, it goes like this. Well, I drove my key into the side of this pretty little four-step four-wheel drive. I dug my into his leather seat.
You know what's funny? I actually like that song.
Carrie Underwood.
That's Carrie Underwood, I think.
Yeah, girl, that's my song.
Carrie Underwood.
Lord.
Yeah, my
daughter
listens to that damn song.
I don't like too many European songs, but that's one of them. That one is a nice little ditty.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood, my daughter likes that song.
Come on with it, Ron. Come on with it.
Okay, well, you know, they got a bunch of them. I'm going to go to another one that's kind of old school. The lady boss, Diana Ross.
Mm. Oh, shit. Missing You, talking about her love affair with Marvin Gaye?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, shit.
Damn, you just made me forget it, saying that Marvin Gaye shit.
it was a fast song, too, right?
It was kind of mid-tempo, yes.
Shit.
I got it. Y'all ready?
I know I'm ready.
I got the sweetest hangover. I don't wanna get over.
Totally the boss. I got one.
Wait a minute.
Oh, go ahead. My bad.
I don't know. I got the sweetest hangover. Not over you yet, maybe?
The sweetest hangover. That's shit by Diana Ross.
I don't know. What was that?
Yeah, that was the shit. What song did Jacqueline Brown make? And she was
Come on. We know who that
Jocelyn
is.
Jacqueline Brown?
You don't know who Jacqueline Brown is? Come on, man.
Do you know that y'all are older than me?
Medici gonna know the song once I sing.
Only thing you gotta say to her is ain't nothing going on but the rent.
I may just know the words.
Somebody else.
Oh, that's who that sing that song?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know the person's name. I didn't know the song. I don't know Jocelyn.
You don't know Jocelyn?
You called her like she was. You called her like she was your cousin. You know that Jocelyn Brown song? No. I didn't know who Jocelyn is.
You don't know Jocelyn?
I got one for y'all that y'all haven't thought of.
Go ahead.
90s. What Aaliyah song was a side chick piece?
If your girl don't know.
If your girl only knew that she knew what she'd do.
Okay, you can say that, but I was thinking more disrespectful.
Oh, that was cool. That was, you know, that's our shit, Roy.
That's my shit, girl.
That's our shit right now.
I got one.
Ooh, yeah. I'm about to put that on the Facebook page.
Yes.
What two Trey songs?
Alicia Keys. What song was she the sidekick on?
Who was?
Alicia Keys.
If I Was Your Woman.
Nope.
Not really?
Mm-mm, that is what I think about. That was one too.
It's not no one, is it?
Not that one.
Karma.
What? No, she wasn't. She was. That was a get-back song. Karma was a get-back. Won't you the one to say that you don't want me anymore? And how you need to say, so give the keys back to my door. And how you been?
She used to make him come over all the time. And he had a key.
Yep. No, is that what that was? I didn't think that.
She was a side
key. I didn't think that. What goes around comes around. What goes up must come down.
Jamie, you ain't got
listen to this human. Listen at this human jukebox.
I'm sorry.
Best friend, you ain't got no
one.
We already did As a Lame Woman to Woman.
We did that.
Well, I got my
third
song
too that we forgetting.
It's a bunch of them we forgetting because there's a bunch of fuckery in the industry.
What's some more, Ron? What you got? I know Ron got a list and Dre got a list.
I got a list, but I don't have it at my fingertips right now.
Yeah, I got my list at my fingertips. Michael Jackson on the first album. What song was he sidekick on?
Hold
Billie
on.
Jean is not
okay,
my love.
No, not Billie Jean.
But that's not his first album.
Hold on, let me think.
I don't know.
We talking about the Off the Wall album?
Yeah, he had a song Off the Wall.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
I'm just thinking eating M&M.
Well, what about the song he did with Paul McCartney, The Girl Is Mine?
The girl is mine.
Because she had two side dudes. She had a white dude and a beige dude.
And a black dude. Yeah, she was doing it, honey.
He really wasn't black.
He was beige.
They was
arguing. Well, he was black then.
Yeah, he was gray.
He was melanin back then.
Wow.
He was in between.
He was making the transition.
Ron said he was making the transition.
What about Kelly Price?
Friend of mine. As we lay, and
friend of mine.
Friend of mine.
Yeah, that one.
She was a friend of mine. Well, now she put a side piece on because she got cheated on. What'd you say?
What about George?
What about who?
George Michael.
Nobody don't fuck with that
George
faggot.
George Michael.
Careless Whisper.
What about
Boys? Careless Whisper was my. That's my song. I like the fact that Tamia redid that song.
Who? R. Kelly? You say R. Kelly?
No, Profile.
Oh. Who the hell is Profile?
They made that song, You Nothing But a Liar, a Cheater.
Oh, yeah.
Heartbreaker, and I want you. That was my shit right there.
Yes,
them niggas took the dog. You know he was mad. He took the dog.
I'm coming back for the house, the dog, the kids, the car, everything. You took it all.
What about the girl? Destiny Cap.
Destiny Cap?
Yep, Destiny Cap.
I know Destiny. Say my name.
Hold on. Let me.
Yep.
No,
say my name.
Gotta listen to the lyrics
of that song.
Say my name.
She wanted to say her name out loud.
Say
her name out loud. You
said,
rock.
I know you around somebody. Say my name out loud.
Huh? You acting kind of shady and calling me baby. Better say my name, say my name, say my name.
Oh, okay. What's next?
Jukebox.
Huh?
You make me want to be the one I'm with. Start a new
yep.
relationship with you.
Yep.
What's
yep.
good
yep.
about
you on top of your game, yeah, girl. Let me find out. You just a jukebox.
Oh, I got a good one.
She didn't know Jocelyn's name, but she knew Jocelyn's phone.
Yeah, man.
Listen. John Legend. He was creeping.
John Legend.
He was creeping?
John Legend.
I don't know, but his wife looked like a cat.
Oh, baby,
God, this guy on this phone, oh my God.
The song that he made was She Don't Have to Know.
What?
Oh.
Yep.
Do you
know
that song,
Jukebox? No, I don't know that song.
You don't know that song, Jukebox? Well, maybe we should play it.
Just ordinary
Jukebox
people.
Doesn't know. No, that
they
ain't
we just
ordinary,
ordinary
people. Not this.
I know that song.
That's
I know.
Baby,
tonight, and change faces.
Wait a minute, I used to love changing faces. Now, wait a minute.
Changing faces, No, that ain't that.
It ain't
strong.
I know that's
no,
how
it's not Change Your
Faces.
Around. It's the chick from Change Your Faces
around.
With R. Kelly.
It's Mokin. It's that other one. It's that you may have had him once.
It ain't Mokin still.
No, it's the chick from Change Your Faces with R. Kelly.
Yeah, I'm talking about Change Your
Faces. 2 years ago,
didn't
even know.
Wait a minute.
They got two. They got Fooling Around and Get Out.
You got to be careful.
Yep,
Did they make the Billboard chart?
That ain't the one-hit wonder. It made the Billboard for the one-hit wonder. Donnell Jones.
And if y'all get this one, y'all good. Slick Rick.
Teenage Love.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a lucky guess. That was
yeah,
a lucky guess. She just said that. You know she didn't pay attention to that, right?
Huh?
You already know.
That's funny.
What y'all say?
I know, right?
All right, I got one DMX.
We named
all
the girls named
DMX.
Y'all gonna rap song?
Yeah, how it's going
what
down.
They really want from a nigga.
What they really want. Yeah.
Tracy,
Lisa,
whatever. Keisha, Kim.
Yeah, I don't even. My name wasn't. Somebody once, I saw a poster that said, if DMX said your name in his song, you a hoe.
Hell no.
Oh, snap.
Well, I know my name wasn't in it, so I'm okay.
Wait a minute, Ron. So, listen, I know this is about to be real awesome, but did you die laughing at that post I sent in the office? Did
that
you
was
die
hilarious.
Or did you die?
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Girl. That's why you need to go back and listen to the wind down on Wednesday because
like
that fucking show was hilarious.
When I seen it, I had to send it to damn best friend because I died laughing when I seen it. And I sent it right to her that she posted it in the office.
I mean, you can just listen to the last 45 minutes, half hour, and you will die laughing.
Oh, my God. You, and then at the end, you just going to be in tears because Shamor just shut us off because we was all still laughing when she shut us down.
Yeah.
Wait, but I got a question. It's off topic. Dre, how you going to call somebody in the middle of their show and ask them what they're doing?
See, hell no.
The thing about it, though.
Hell no.
This is what happened. This is what happened. All right, before I called in, and I'm not making this up, I made a post about 8 o'clock, and I said, I'm going to damn Facebook Messenger, FaceTime call people on my list. So I called 68 people on my friends list through Facebook Messenger, FaceTime, and only talked to like 9. And so everybody that picked up, I was like, what you doing? And so when I called in, I was like, what y'all doing? Because it just stuck because I was drunk.
But that's like calling somebody's house and asking them where you at.
I know.
Right.
Like, you dialed the house number. Yeah, damn dummy. Or calling somebody's house and saying, who this? Who you got?
No.
Who this?
Oh, God. You know what? We need to make it a topic because I got a call today, man. It pissed me off so damn bad. How you going to text me and tell me to call you? You text me. And then your text message said, call me. Why the fuck you just didn't call me instead of text?
Because maybe they thought you was
I hope you didn't call.
I didn't. They probably mad. I got their text.
Maybe they thought you was busy. I mean, that make a little bit of sense.
They did not.
They thought you was there. They thought you was busy.
That's just lazy.
Or maybe they was with somebody. Maybe they was with somebody and wanted to break up their acquaintance with that person, and they didn't want to call you, so they text you under the table, call me, so they could be like,
oh,
you know my baby's sick. I got to go.
People do that.
Oh,
man.
I mean, sometimes you have a lunch with a possum, and you be like, I got to get up out of here. What's the easiest way to get out of here?
Yikes. Text my best friend and tell her to motherfucking call me.
Exactamundo.
Like, hey, you need to get out the streets quick. About to show out. I done that before.
Y'all terrible.
What? I'm saying we just know how to get out of sticky situations.
Renata, when I tell y'all, my best friend Renata used to get me out of shit all the time. I would send her a quick text message. Not even, it would be quick enough so they don't even realize I sent the text message. And she'd call me and be like, hey, I need you to come to the house because something happened and XYZ. I'm like, are you sure you okay? She's like, no, it's an emergency. I'm like, okay, I'm on my way then. Like, hey, I gotta go. My roommate just called. Because at that time we were roommates. Yup.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yup.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been real.
Oh, you must be going out the street whole marathon.
I'm about to watch this. No, I'm about to watch the Cosby Show marathon. And this one of my favorite episodes. This one of my favorite episodes when Denise and Vanessa were fighting.
Well, this has been an interesting song.
Song
this,
or show?
This is written song. Show. You know what I mean?
A song?
This is interesting. So listen, I just want y'all to know I don't want nobody to go out possum hunting this weekend.
Possum
hunting? I need for you. You still up. You ain't getting ready to go to bed. It is only, what, 9 o'clock there? So I need for you. I'm going to send you the link to the Wind Down Show. I need you to listen to that shit, and I need you to respond.
I will respond.
Okay? Because then you're going to find out what the hell a possum is, because I'm the one, and I will take full responsibility of using the word possum.
So it ain't a possum like the possum that I know the possum, right? It's a different possum.
No, you don't know the possum.
No, I'm saying it ain't like the literal word possum. It's another word.
I mean, these things sound look like possums and shit.
Oh,
y'all
shit.
Terrible.
I can't. Oh.
Would possum. You much, like I told them on Wednesday, would you much rather me say she look like a buzzard?
well, booger wolf, possum, mud duck, swamp monkey, you know.
Mud duck. Swamp monkey.
That's a good one.
What if
swamp
I
monkey.
Ron, what if I would have said swamp donkey?
Swamp monkey
that,
or mud duck?
Wow. That's
swamp
a hard decision
donkey.
To make.
Possum.
Swamp monkey
swamp.
Or
mud donkey?
Because possum, like when I think of possum, I think of a possum. Like a little possum, you know, the one to be getting killed on the side of the
I'm
road.
I'm
going to
send you a possum. I'm going to show you a baby
monkey.
Possum. I'm going to send you a baby possum.
Okay, well, is she a swamp monkey? She might be a swamp monkey in my category. If I say swamp monkey or mud duck.
So
that's what
they I'm going to send you the link. So I want you to listen to the wind down. And so you can get you about 7 good-ass laughs, and they're going to be healthy-ass laughs. I mean, I'm talking about you can breathe-type laughs. And, yeah, because all of us were in tears by the end of the show.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I couldn't breathe.
Boyfriend, you want to say something?
Tears running down his face.
I was in tears.
So I encourage everybody not to go out and possum hunt this weekend. Have a safe holiday. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. I guess we're going to this day party tomorrow if it don't rain. I'm
going to be at Myrtle Beach this weekend. So,
you going to damn Scott City this weekend, huh?
I'll be down there this weekend until Monday.
Oh, God. I know.
So you leaving tonight? You on your way now?
I'm leaving like 5 in the morning.
I'm going to tune in Wednesday for that show because I know that's going to be hilarious. Because you go.
Ron is going to the thought function of the year.
Of the year. And from the pictures I done seen.
What did you say the Mary J. Blige song was? Somebody answered it on the thing, and it was the wrong song. What was Mary J. Blige's song?
I can love you. I can love you better.
I can love you better, yeah.
Okay, Scott, I fixed it for her.
I'm still shocked.
You know, like many of these songs
tied
to Little Kim.
Say what?
I said, you know how many of these songs tied to Little Kim? Little Kim is in a lot of these songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she remade them or something.
Maybe she enjoyed being a side piece.
They didn't get me in my crazy world, Ron, the Lost Boys.
Oh, man.
Classic.
The jukebox has left.
Yeah. Well, y'all.
Her line dropped. I'm going to be good, Ron. Be safe. I want to talk to you, not about you, come Monday.
That sounds good to me.
All right. And you got to pass? Well, you might not. No, you don't have to pass through here necessarily because you're going to go down 95. So, all right, just be safe.
I shall.
All right, good people. I'm going to go to bed now.
Good night, girlfriend.
She already gone. Her phone line dropped and she can't get back in. It's after time. Yeah, y'all got my phone line. Have a good night. We'll see y'all next week here on the code. Same time, same place, same different shenanigans.
No possum hunting.
I don't do possums. I don't like nobody ugly. You ought to know that by now. But anyway, count this phone line, Ron. Uh-uh.